could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you will speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. Again, that's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. I guarantee it myself. You can purchase it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dog. Give it a healthier life. And you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, in September, the end of September, the 30th, Colette Tours and myself going to Italy and would like to have you join us. Check it out at 1-800-581-8942. And the reference number is 1382009, and you can find out more information at TalkinPets.com. But right now, we want to talk with you. The lines are open. This is Talkin' Pets.
How much is that doggy in the window? How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that?
That doggy in the window should not cost anything, because if it's at a pet store, it shouldn't be, because we know that those doggies are from puppy mills. And once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and we want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. So, how you doing, Jilly?
It's hard not being sitting next to you like I was last month in studio.
I know, that was nice.
It was so awesome. But it's beautiful today. We actually got up to 56. It's been a beautiful week. I was able to get my plants outside, but I had to bring everything back in tonight because it's dropping and I'm expecting between 4 and 8 inches of snow tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, you know, just so people around the country know that, you know, you are in Tennessee. I am in Florida.
Yes.
And but you sound like you're sitting right next to me, and that's modern technology, so
yay.
That's a good thing.
I feel like I'm sitting next to you.
Do you?
I do.
Can you see what I'm doing right now?
I can't say that over the speaker.
Yeah, well, I'll behave. So I wanted to ask you, you know, first of all, you have, is it your neighbor that passed away, I heard? And
yes.
What's the story with her dog?
It was him. He has a wonderful, wonderful neighbor and a wonderful man. His name was Mark Vess. Okay. He just passed this last Monday, so it's very new. And he, you know, he left behind a beautiful dog. Now, the family has stepped up for what they can do. There's a daughter and a son, and the daughter has come. She's left her home to come and stay here until everything settles down, and take care of the dog. But, you know, the home's going to have to be sold. Things are going to get dispersed between the family and things like that. And I was very concerned about the dog. And, you know, he's 8.5 years old. So, you know, he's a German Shepherd.
Yeah, he's
beautiful. His name is Baron. He probably has a good couple of years left because he does have family taking care of him. I was just really concerned that, you know, if they sell the house, he's not going to be an apartment dog. You know, that's not his life. He lives on 38 acres in a cabin and just, he has his own world. So I've reached out to other people to find, you know, where he might be able to end up at some point. And that is being taken care of, which is wonderful. But I just wanted to bring up a point that people need to think about this. You know, it's not every day that you're going to walk out your front door and get hit by a bus. And we all hope that that doesn't happen, but you know, it can, or you could, you know, fall ill and something could happen to you. So think about your animals, whether you have cats, dogs, horses, whatever you have, birds, you know, think about them and what would happen if you weren't there anymore. Where would they go? Who would take care of them?
In my case, the whole farm is moving to Kayla's house.
I know.
I don't think so, Jilly. I'll be shipping them to you.
She got a new house. It's a big house. It could fit all my animals.
That's so funny.
My niece, by the way.
Think about it, you know, and if people are, you know, if you're going to make a will because you are leaving things to people, include your animals and put a paragraph in there of where they should go, who is in charge, what, you know, amenities you have made for them. I mean, I do in my will, you know, I have it done for my dog. And before, when I had four Rottweilers, I only have one right now. It was all set in stone. What would happen, where they would go, or who would live in the house, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, people don't think about that, and it breaks my heart. Now, he's in good hands, but it's just a subject I wanted to bring up, and I think that people should think about things like this and remember that, you know, when you go, that animal, you were its life. So make sure that it's taken care of.
Yeah, and the
put
thing
something
too,
in writing. Yes.
The thing on that as well is the fact that, you know, it's like, people have always asked, if one dog dies and there's two dogs in the household, does the other dog mourn? They do.
Yes,
and it's
they
the same
do.
Thing when you pass and you're no longer mm-hmm. there. That German Shepherd is mourning.
And we
all know when you lose someone that you love that much, it plays a part on us as well, the other person left behind, and in this case, the other pet left behind.
Exactly.
So, you know, the dog needs some loving, and like you said, 8.5 years old. Even for a German Shepherd, that's geriatric. That's up there. But
yes,
depending on the health of the dog, dogs are living longer these years because they're on better diets and, you know, nutrition is better. And then also the training is better and they're more well taken care of than in the old days. So, and, you know, whether it be that reason or just fate itself that the dog lives longer, you know, it needs a good home.
It does. And, you know, a lot of people, they're like, oh, it's just a dog. Well, you know, it's not just a dog. That man was that dog's life source. He was at his side always. They were always, he never left the house without that dog in his vehicle. You know, that dog was his life source, and that man was that dog's life source. So you have to consider that in everything, that dog is mourning just as much, if not more, even than his children are mourning.
100%.
The loss. Yes, because it's that closeness. So I just want people to think about things like that and remember the fact that if you love your dog so much, you love your cat, you love your everything so much that you don't want to live without them, just imagine what it's like for them to live without you and just make arrangements properly for them.
Well, I want to welcome on to the
to the program right now, KVEC in San Luis Obispo, California. Thanks for joining the show, AM 920 and 96.5. Also WFNC, Fayetteville, North Carolina, AM 640, 103.5. KGMI, 790 AM and 96.5. As well as WIBW in Topeka, Kansas, AM 580. And WDLA in Walton, New York, AM 1270. And WEEU in Reading, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, AM 830. So the new one there, the latest is John and out there in Philadelphia area. So John Treese, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You can listen to Talkin' Pets in all of those stations now. And so join us. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of health care plans from the Affordable Care Act.
to find a plan that's right for you.
Call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
From Logo di Tesoro, Italy, a local dog made a big bid for Olympic glory Wednesday morning, breaking out of his doghouse and into the home stretch of the cross-country ski course in the middle of the race. Two-year-old Nazgul was quickly collared by race officials and returned unharmed to his home at a nearby bed and breakfast. But not before his genial presence lit up the television sets and social media channels around the world, even if he perplexed some of the athletes who he encountered. I was like, am I hallucinating? Said Tena Hazdik, a 21-year-old Croatian skier who encountered the dog on her trip down the home stretch. I didn't know what I should do because I thought maybe he could attack me or bite me. The dog, later identified as a local named Nazgul, sprints across the snow at the Winter Games. Racing organizers did not make Nazgul available for questions after his capture, but his owners are related to event officials who connected with them with NPR for a brief interview while they were driving to watch the Olympic biathlon race in another venue. He was crying very hard this morning, more than normal, because he saw us leaving, his owner said. Who was granted anonymity because of the intense media scrutiny of Nazgul's escape. He always looks for people. Nazgul is a stubborn but very sweet Czechoslovakian wolf dog. Nazgul's saunter down the home stretch didn't appear to have a significant impact on the cross-country team's spirit. A preliminary qualifying round was unfolding at the time, and the top medal contenders had already finished. But for Hazdik, the Croatian, said her initial reaction likely did cost her some seconds. It's not that big of a deal because I'm not fighting for medals or anything big, but if it happened in the finals, it could really cost someone the medals or a really good result. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
You know, when I saw that on the TV, I thought it was a wolf.
Yes, I know. I saw it, and I was
did you
like,
see it?
What is that? Yeah.
I didn't hear it or anything like that. I just, like, looked at the TV, and I saw this dog-like creature, and I could have sworn it was a wolf. And then all of a sudden, they were like, no.
But he was.
wolf,
he's a wolf
hybrid.
Yes, a hybrid. And he's big. If I was a skier and I was going down and that thing crossed my path, I would think it was a wild animal as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I could see where they said where, you know, it could have, like, hindered, you know, mm-hmm. some of the results, because I'm sure people looked at it and went, like, why is there a wolf running down the course?
I know. It's comical, but then I have to say it's serious because those people are there to win medals and things like that, you know, and it's unfortunate
right.
that he got out. But thankfully he was, you know, domesticated, and it was just an accident that he got out. Accidents happen, and that they handled it really well and got him back to his home safely. So,
and we all know, too, if you've ever worked with wolves, which we have,
yes.
if it's a purebred wolf, like a wild animal, they don't like to be around humans. So normally, if they smell the scent of a human, they will go the other way.
Absolutely.
Now, if it's something like cattle or sheep or, you know, even your little chihuahua, it's a different story. So beware. But. I don't even think, according to my knowledge, that there has been, like, a detrimental attack on a human being by a wolf at all. So,
no.
And,
not
you know,
I've studied.
When you see those movies where wolves are attacking people and so on and so forth, not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So, well, once again, we want to hear from you at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. With training, behavior, questions about your pets.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name Woo-hoo. What creature makes this sound, you got a choice of picking out something to win. We have the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have another book from Lewis Dorfman. It is called The Car. It's a Wolf's Adventure. That's ironic. We also have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. You can go with that. It'll take out any odors, even skunk. And we do have from Good Pets Foods, we have Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Probiotic, and the Multivitamin Treat Supplements for your dogs. We have a CD from G.E. Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we do have the Starbucks handle. We have the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, and the best is yet to come badge holder. So if you go to any kind of conventions and all, it'd be a good thing to have. Also, we have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets and the mini calendar of mini hippos. If you can guess what creature makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, give us a call. 818-818-6401. It's a small creature. I'll leave it at that right now. 818-818-6401. Play the game, win something, give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, I know, Julie, in the past, hybrid dogs used to be a big popular, you know, pet for a lot of people.
Yes.
You don't necessarily, I don't anyway, hear about them much anymore. And I think maybe people are finally realizing that something that has a wolf, you know, breed in it is not necessarily, you know, 100% domesticated.
Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, especially down there in Florida, that you would see that many. There was a time when it was like, you know, fashionable, whatever you want to, however you want to call it. I do see them. I mean, I had a neighbor. I do have a neighbor. She, you know, I had to assist her in euthanizing the dog when she was, you know, at her time. But she had a wolf hybrid, and they've always had wolf hybrids, she and her husband. But that's just, you know, what they did, and they live up here in the mountains. Because, you know, I'm as far north and as far east as you can be, the highest point in Tennessee. That's why I get so much snow up here. But there are, I know that there's a kennel in North Carolina, just over the border from me, that still does things like that. But I think you'll find them more out west than you would on the East Coast.
Well, we're going to go real quick to Dewey out there in Oregon. Hey, Dewey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, and did you ever act in a movie called Scream?
I did not. A lot of people ask me strange questions about Dewey.
Yeah, the name is well known in that franchise. So and there's a new one coming out next week. So what do you think this is?
Well, I've heard this animal in the woods, and I know it's a bird. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank on which bird that is, though. So I don't know what to say about that. Maybe it's possibly a blue jay or something. It's not, but gosh, I know I've heard this bird in the woods.
Well, I hate to say that you're incorrect, but it's still out there, though. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets. Thanks, Dewey.
Maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due.
Are you
trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125.
800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
On Golemgrad, an uninhabited island in North Macedonia, an extreme imbalance of Hermann's tortoise population is driving the species toward their extinction. Of roughly 1,000 tortoises on the island, adult males outnumber females from 19 to 1. Researchers found that aggressive males' mating behavior, including ramming, biting, mounting, and injuring females, is causing severe stress, genital injuries, and early death among the island's scarce females. Many females are unable to reproduce. X-rays showed that only 15% were carrying eggs, compared to 100% females in the nearby mainland population. In some cases, females appear to escape relentless male harassment by walking off the island's cliffs, leading to fatal falls. Experiments confirm that island females were far more likely to leave enclosures, especially when being pursued by males, compared to mainland tortoises. Scientists warn that the skewed sex ratio has created an extinction vortex and predict the island's last female tortoise could die by 2083. The cause of the imbalance remains unclear, though it may stem from historical human introduction or random variation. Without intervention, the population may disappear within a few decades. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
My finger paints aren't great, but I still hang them on my fridge. Reminds me of the fun I had whenever need a nap too, 'cause though I'm a tortoise, I've nothing to prove. Though I'm a tortoise, I've nothing to prove. Death is watching, death is watching, death is watching.
Ah.
Animal behavior experts from Florida's Palm Beach Zoo helped save an endangered southern white rhino in Zimbabwe that was at risk of going blind from a severe parasitic eye infection. The male rhino, Thuza, lives near Hwangi National Park as part of a community conservation project reintroducing rhinos to communal lands. When he developed bleeding, irritated eyes, conservationists feared he could lose his sight, a potentially fatal outcome in the wild. Behavioral specialist Thad and Angie Lastenack devised an unusual plan. train Thuza to voluntarily enter a narrow chute using food rewards, then gradually desensitize him to human touch and treatment so he would accept daily eye drops. Within a week, they were successfully administering medication, and within 2 weeks, they had trained local anti-poaching scouts to continue the care. With about 16,000 southern white rhinos left in the wild, an ongoing threat from poaching and habitat loss, saving Thuza was crucial to the pilot conservation program. The treatment has worked, and the rhinos in the project are now thriving. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're open to your training and behavior questions. We're going to go out to Diane in Oregon, and Diane is positively, she knows what this sound is. She's very familiar with it. Diane?
Yes.
What creature is that?
I believe it's a squirrel.
So close.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
No, because you're wrong. So you were definitely closer than, you know, Dewey was. But sorry, Diane, that was incorrect. I will give a hint.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
I'm going to give a hint for somebody else if they want to try. So we know it's not a bird. And, well, now you know it's not a bird. And we know it's not a squirrel. So I will say that this creature purrs like a cat when they're content. What is that creature? And I will say, it doesn't have two legs. It has four. Out to Tom, and Tom is in Oregon. Hey, Tom, what animal, what creature do you think this is?
I believe it's a raccoon.
A raccoon.
Run, Forrest, run!
Sorry, Tom. It is not a raccoon.
Hey, John, could I ask you one question?
Of course.
What do you call a guy who loses a bobsled race?
Oh. Guy who loses a bobsled race.
A loser.
A sore loser.
Oh, what is it?
A sore loser.
Oh, yeah. I guess he would be. Goes with
all
the Olympics.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. You take care. So, let me see. We know that this creature purrs like a cat when it is content. And it is in the rodent family. That might help. So, we're going to go out to Oregon and Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon.
So, you think you know what this creature is, right?
I'm going to guess. A vole?
A vole.
Shall we play a game?
Not with Carolyn. Sorry, Carolyn, you are incorrect.
Okay. Thank you.
It was a good guess, good guess. But, so she's closer. I mean, that's a small creature. Does have four legs. Remember, it's in the rodent family. And, despite their name, they're not related to a certain farm creature. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know what that is. So, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your guesses or your questions about your pets.
So new research suggests cats recognize their names and ignore them anyway. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. Cat parents everywhere may feel validated by new behavioral research suggesting that cats do recognize their names. They just don't always respond. Researchers observe subtle ear and head movements indicating recognition, even when cats choose not to approach. Experts say it reinforces that cats form special bonds differently than dogs, responding more selectively and often on their own terms. So yes, your cat hears you. They're just deciding if you're worth the effort. For Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. So, Jillie, I got to ask you about that. I mean, dogs don't, I mean, they always seem to respond, but with cats, they do respond on their own time.
Yes. You don't own a cat. It owns you.
Pretty much. I've got three of them and one outside, and a feral one. And I will tell you that, yeah, they do respond on their own time. But exactly. Every once in a while, they will respond correctly. But for the most part, yeah, that's a cat. We're going to go out Gladys. We're going to go out to Gladys in New York. And Gladys knows what this is. What is this, Gladys?
Are you a ferret or a hamster?
Pick one.
Oh, then I would say a ferret, because that's the first thing I thought of.
So you thought that it's a ferret.
That was the first thought, and then I thought the hamster.
Well,
this is unacceptable.
You are incorrect. Sorry, okay. Gladys.
That's all right. I got to talk to you in California. It's all good.
That's good. Say hello to California for us.
Well, I thought you were in California.
Oh, no, I thought you were in California. I'm in Florida. You're in New York.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It came up on my phone when I dialed it as California. Now we're all confused here.
Oh,
that's where the office is.
Yeah, that's okay. Sydney. Sydney, our Sydney. Producer at the network, CRN, is in California. See, you're all over the globe right now.
Yeah. And I'm in Tennessee, so there.
Yeah. So, Gladys, we will have another contest you could try on, but But I will say that Gladys has proven to everybody that she's in the pet realm.
You got that right.
And that's a big hint for people listening out there to try. And Gladys, thank you for that.
And thank you so much as well. God bless. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too, Gladys. I love Gladys.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Oh, I hope you become a regular, Gladys, in New York, California, Florida, Tennessee. So, if the guess is still out there, we're wondering what it is. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But, Jillie, I know you can't see our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio, but a comment came in for you.
And okay.
It says, Tennessee, great spot, Jill. Heading there this summer if all goes well. Thanks, Jill, for being such a great human being. Sounds like you've been helping a lot of people and pets.
Awesome. What's the name attached to that?
Matt,
okay. Awesome. Well, hey, Matt, thank you. That's an awesome comment. I just am being myself, and I love animals, so I would step up for any animal, anytime, anywhere.
Touche. And Darla, by the way, said, well, she's in Pennsylvania. So we're all letting ourselves know where we're at. Before we go out to a break, real quick, Tom in Oregon. Okay, Tom, what is this?
We're going to do it again, the guinea pig.
Wow. Congratulations. Somebody finally got it. It is a guinea pig. And they are a delicacy in Peru. I was going to say that, but I thought that would give it away. Tom, stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We got to go out to a break, but let Sydney know what you want, and we'll send it out to you. Something you haven't won before. If you haven't won the SCOE 10X, I highly recommend it. We'll be right back. Oh, I know I should go, but I need your touch just too damn much. Love and you isn't really something.
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Out of Sunset Park, Brooklyn, the New York PD officers who helped rescue a stranded and injured American bald eagle are speaking out about the rescue. Harbor unit officers say they were out surveying the ice on the Hudson River when they saw the eagle trapped on ice and bleeding from its wing. The body cameras captured the squeals of the injured bird stranded on floating ice and the unusual rescue that followed. Four NYPD marina officers spotted him and used a looped pole in a rush to save him. We put a plan together, and we used a catch noose to subdue its wings from flapping and its claws at that point. Sergeant Amello put a cloth over its head, and we grabbed it, walked it up the steps, and brought it on board safely until we met the DEC. No matter who or what it is, we will do our best to get it some help, said NYPD Harbor Unit Sergeant Mike Amillo. Russo said he has never seen an American bald eagle on these waters in the 16 years he has been working there. The bird was taken to a sanctuary in New Jersey for treatment and is expected to recover. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
American bald eagle soaring to my sight, extended wings, beating slow, gliding through the sky, revered by Native Americans, stands for what is right, like wisdom, majesty, truth and might, like wisdom, majesty, truth and might.
And again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also check us out on pound 250 on your smartphone, talkinpets.com. Click on Listen Live and Alexa, CRN4, tune in. But once again, we want to talk with you and hope you're listening on your favorite radio station, and that is the one that carries us. So thank you so much. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, and we did have a winner to that animal sound. It took a while, but yes, it was the guinea pig. So Tom got it right out there in Oregon. So congratulations, Tom. And but once again, we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. So, Jilly, have you ever had a guinea pig in your life?
No, I did have hamsters. I think I started out with hamsters, then I went to mice, and then I had domesticated rats, like the big white ones and right, the black and white ones.
Not me. A rat is a rat. I just no. I know. And then I got them.
Well, and then I got a possum, and that was my favorite pet. And we've talked many times about my pet Pickles. Yes, he was awesome.
Pickles the possum.
Yes,
I still wonderful. Can't believe you had a possum as a pet. But they're not exactly, I don't think, the most attractive creature out there that you're gonna, you know.
They're very soft and very sweet, and they're very cuddly. He used to ride with me on my horse and go to the rodeos, and we used to hang upside down together. He was awesome.
So, did you find him as a youngin?
I got him the same way my mother had a possum as a child as well. She got it because her daddy was driving to work one day and saw a car hit a possum. And he stopped and checked the pouch, and there was one baby in the pouch still alive. So he brought it home to her, and she nursed it back to health, and that was her pet possum. And the same thing happened with my parents. They were on their way to work one morning, and they saw a car hit a possum. And, of course, mother said, you know, Paul, please stop the car. I have to check the pouch. And that's why I always, if I see somebody hit a possum or I see a possum on the side of the road, I always stop and check the pouch. And if I so far being up here in Tennessee, I've found many, but I haven't found any babies, thank goodness. But I'll always take them off the road, too, so they don't become flat and furry. I just think that's awful that people keep running over things. If I see anything hit, I'll pull it off the road.
You know, it's interesting because I'm going through boxes of years and years of work and everything at the house in my spare time. So little by little, I'm throwing things out and keeping things that are memorabilia kind of stuff. And I found this letter from a listener from 1999.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote me this long letter in from North Carolina about a baby cardinal that she found in her yard. She took it in, and it still slightly had feathers on it. It was very young. She raised it. She tried to let it go out in the wild. It would not go. It became a permanent fixture in her home. And she told me in the letter that every time she left the room, go into the bedroom or the kitchen, and the bird was in the living room, it would chirp and chirp and chirp until she came back into the room. And
it
was totally attached. She would even let the bird go out and fly outside. But
well,
after a certain amount of time, this bird kept coming back.
Yeah.
So she had to leave the sliding glass door open because she was afraid the bird was going to fly into the glass, which is probably would happen. But So basically, she raised it as, you know, kind of a pet, and this bird was attached to her for forever.
Wow, you know? I love that story.
So it's pretty interesting. But, you know, now with social media and everything, you got to watch what you put on there because that one guy that had a pet squirrel, and then, you know, they ended up killing the squirrel and his pet raccoon.
Yep.
Didn't even test for rabies. We know how that is. You got to cut the head off of the animal anyway. But there was no effect of rabies. The animal had no, series of, rabies. It wasn't anywhere that it could have picked up rabies. It was inside a home. And so, I don't know. That's a whole weird story that happened with this one guy on TikTok. And But, yeah, they crucified basically the squirrel and the raccoon.
Yeah.
But I think there's more to the story. I just don't know what it is. But, you know, USDA is always going to say the animal belongs in the wild, which they do. But, you know, if you raise a youngin' like that, eventually they're going to get so attached that they're not going to want to leave you.
Yeah, I've had ducks do that with me. Baby, their birds are imprint on the first person that they see. And I have to be careful. Up here, too, I have house wrens. I have many, many, many birds. Can't even name them all. I have so many. But I have wrens that keep nesting in specific places and when over and over and over every year. But I have to be careful when they're teaching them to fly because they will fly into my house. And last year, I had to get 3 babies out of the house. It was not fun.
Well, we got to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And this is Talking Pets.
Bye, y'all.
Adieu to you and you.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.